Right, we're going to talk about forests again because the government has been defending its plans to sell off or lease off England's publicly owned forests, claiming that they'll be better run if they're privately owned. It's launched a consultation on the issue today in the face of opposition from many people. A survey of 2,000 people last week found that three quarters were against plans to sell the woodlands. I've been speaking to Anne Mason, who is the chair of the Friends of Thetford Forest Park, and England's Forestry Minister, Jim Pace, and I asked him why he was doing this.
We're not proposing to sell off England's forests, as you suggest. The consultation is about how we move forward in the future about the ownership and management. It is not proposing wholesale privatisation or selling them off.
Indeed, leasing.
Well, that's a very great difference, if I may say so. And the purpose why we're choosing to lease is so that through the terms of the lease, we can ensure that all the existing public benefits, be they access, be they biodiversity or whatever, can be maintained because they will be made conditions of the lease. And that is what we'll apply to the larger scale big commercial forests. In case of some of the smaller ones, and indeed the heritage forests like the Forest of Dean or the New Forest, we will probably just transfer them to a charitable body in the voluntary sector.
Anne Mason, that sounds good, doesn't it? Access and biodiversity will be maintained.
No, it doesn't actually. Not to the group I represent, which is Friends of Thetford Forest Park. We've worked for 15 years in this forest park, helping the Forestry Commission to improve access, maintain habitats, investigate archaeology. But we couldn't do any of that work without the expert help, management and guidance of the Forestry Commission. And we would question why, when we have a public forest estate, which is working incredibly well, why it needs to be sold off.
Well, the first thing to say is all those activities that the Friends of Thetford carry out, and I know Thetford Forest very well, I live quite close to it myself, all those things can continue to be done. There's no proposal to change all that. The obligation to continue providing for all those public benefits would exist in the lease. And I have to emphasise that if we do not get offered a deal which, for any particular piece of wood which protects all those public benefits, then we won't do the deal. It's as simple and straightforward as that, to involve the community even more, not less.
Okay, Jim Pace, what I seem to understand from what Anne is saying is that she's worried about losing the expertise of the Forestry Commission.
Well, firstly, we are not losing the Forestry Commission. It will continue to exist. We are talking about this proposition is over a 10-year period, so nothing's going to happen cataclysmically overnight. It will still have a major role in advising and regulating our forest activities. We are proposing to gradually withdraw it from active forestry, but that doesn't mean to say that it will not still be involved in providing a whole range of other services to the forest industry. But let's not be hide the fact that there are some very, very good commercial forestry operators now in this country who are providing just as many public services in their commercial forests. Don't forget, only 18% of England's forests and woods are owned by the Forestry Commission anyway.
Right.
Most of it is already in private hands.
Anne Mason.
Yes, but the 18% form the public forest estate. They are owned by the public. The Forestry Commission is the steward for those forests. And in those forests, public open access for a multiplicity of users is guaranteed.
And it remains so.
And we don't know that... For multiple users, for horse riders, people who want to orienteer, husky racers,
yes,
mountain bikers, cycling.
I've made it.
Have we got your guarantee?
I have made this repeatedly clear, and so has the Secretary of State.
I hope, Mrs. Mason,
you've read the consultation before you make these comments, because the reality is we are saying absolutely clearly that where any public benefit exists, including all those different types of access that you have just described, they will be protected.
Well, we are also saying, actually, that we regard the Forestry Commission as the one body with the expertise to manage our forests holistically, with integrated management, not only as the national timber resource and for recreation and access, but also for wildlife, archaeology, They are working to mitigate climate change. They are the proven body that can manage our forests in a sustainable way.
Okay.
And
well,
we will
that,
still,
that, we'll, well, I can only presume, Mrs. Mason, that you haven't been to a number of privately managed forests in this country where they are doing all of those...
No, because they don't have public access.
A lot of them actually do. But all I can promise you is that all public benefits, and you're right about the work on climate change, all those things will continue. And the Forestry Commission will continue.
And I know you're worried about perhaps there being less access if private companies take over. But you could also argue that the private companies might actually inject more money than the government were previously, and it might actually be better.
No, I would never argue that. It actually costs only 30 pence per head for every taxpayer to maintain our public forest estate. It is our national forest resource. In what is the International Year of the Forest, designated by the United Nations, the government should be legally protecting our forests now and for future generations. They should not be selling them
off. All right. And Jim Pace...
Well, the fact is the government is legally protecting our forests and woods, and we wouldn't dream of allowing them to be destroyed or damaged in any way.
Okay.
We're talking about improving them and allowing the Forestry Commission to concentrate on expanding our forest and woodland area.
That was England's Forestry Minister Jim Pace, and we also heard from Anne Mason.